she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hand to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes covering for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate.
Thank you, Kathy. It's quiz time, because we can't have a cafe service without a quiz. So no shouting out, okay? You need to talk around your table for the different answers. The quiz is called Famous in Five, okay? Famous in Five. And what you're going to see, you're going to see five things on the screen that are connected to the lady in question. Five ladies that are very influential or have been influential in the past. So if we go to the first one, no shouting out. This is going to be easy. Let's go to the first slide. There we go. We have the five things. Of course, I love corgis. We have happy birthday times two. We have some horse racing there. We have London, 1926 to 2022. Have a chat to the people around you and see if you can guess who that lady in question was and is. This is a very easy quiz. Anyone now would like to guess who that could be? Do you know the answer? Go on, George. Elizabeth. Okay, shall we see if he's right? Let's have a look. Queen Elizabeth II. Well done. Going well so far. Famous in Five. Number two. Lady number two. We have the Albanian flag. We have the Nobel Peace Prize. We have 1910 to 1997. We have the map, a silhouette of India. And we have obviously a donation box which indicates that this lady gave and did a lot for charity. Do you know who that lady in question could be? Some of the older members. Okay. Anyone would like to guess who hasn't said anything? Go on, Jimmy. Is it Mother Teresa? Let's have a look. Yes. Right. Let's have a look at the next one then. Famous in Five. We have a particular type of bird. 1989, American microphone, because this lady is on stage and before the cameras, and the Treffelclef, which means she's musical. Now the clue is in the bird. If you know what type of bird that is, you will know probably who that lady is, okay? Just give a minute, let's see if you can guess. I know, Jack. I'm going to ask this little girl because she's got a hand up. Who do you think it could be? Is it Taylor Swift? There we go. Is that a house, Martin? I don't know my birds. Okay, it's a house, Martin. Spoil. Right. Famous in five. The next one we have the Polish flag, the map of France, 1867 to 1934. We have some bones showing, and there's an emblem, a symbol, which you might see on some shops. With care and support through terminal illness, who could be this lady who has a French-sounding name, but in actual fact, she's Polish? Have a chat to the person next to you. Who could it be? I see Michelle's got a hand up. One second, Michelle, I'll ask you in a second. Are you all confident that you know this one? Okay, Michelle, who is it? Marie Curie. Do you know her Polish surname? Marie Curie Skłodowska. Let's have a look. There she is. And people said about her that wherever she went, she just radiated just this joy. Okay. Last one then. Last one of the famous in five. We have a cake. 1935. Television, cookery books, and some berries. I wonder who that could be. Sometimes you might find her next to Hollywood. Go on, who do you think it could be?
Mary Berry.
Mary Berry. Let's have a look. There she is. And she'll be 90 this year. Okay, Mary Berry's gonna be 90 this year. Right. Now, if they put up a placard of you, what five things would describe you? What five things would describe you? What five things would describe you? If we put you up on that board, what five things would describe you? Plants, gardening, hard work, chocolate, Liverpool Football Club maybe, Arsenal, DIY, all sorts of things. Now, Kathy, she read from Proverbs 31 about this particular lady. And this lady was really special. There is all these verses about her. Shall we have a look at what five things would describe the lady that Kathy read about? I put the superwoman symbol because this chapter that Kathy read was this lady that was just like superhuman. She loved cooking. Because it said, she read that she provided food for her family and friends. And then what about her making clothes? She's clothed in fine linen, Kathy read, made of purple. And she made coverings for a bed and she made garments for people. So not only did she provide food for her family and friends, she actually made clothes for everybody. And as you can see at the bottom there, she was helping poor. It said that she provided food, said that she provided help for the poor and extends her hand to the needy. So she helps the poor, she made clothes for people. She was incredibly busy doing all sorts of things. She loved cooking. And also it said that she bought a field and planted a vineyard. This lady that we read about must be Superwoman. An absolutely incredible woman. Today, we celebrate all the ladies and women in our lives that have loved and cared for us, pretty much like the lady that Kathy read about today in Proverbs 31. But Proverbs, I just want to give you a clue, is a wisdom book. So why do we have in this book full of wisdom, wise sayings, this wonderful story about this lady that did so much. And the clue is in Proverbs 31:30, which said that a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. The original word in Hebrew is yira, which means not fear as in, oh, I'm scared of something, but a deep respect and awe. The Bible talks about this lady, and all the things that she did is because she saw there was a God who she had respect for. This lady understood that she looked at people, and she understood that people were special and precious to God because God was real and she respected him. None of you are an accident or a mistake. Every single one of you, boys and girls, men and women, every single one of you are precious to God. And the lady that Kathy read about understood this because she recognized that there was a God that she respected and in awe. And if we are honest about all the ladies, the neighbors and aunties and grandmas and mums and sisters, when they give us love and care, it's because they recognize that you're valuable too. No one serves up a lovely cooked dinner and say, oh, here you go, you're nothing. It's because, no, here you go. I love you. I care about you. So when people show respect and care for you and me, it's because they recognize that you have a value. And the lady that we read about today recognized that you have a value because there is a God that values us. Now, in a few weeks' time, there's a big Christian celebration. Can anyone tell me what that is? Go on. It's Easter. Easter is all about God having a value for the world. The Bible says that God loved you and me and this world so much that he was willing to give his only son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to take away all the sins and bad things that we've done so that we can be friends with God again. Let's make a difference in our communities and let's see the value of people because God values you and I. Now, before we finish, there is a practical thing that I want you to do. You should have a paper hand. Not literally, but somewhere on your table, you should have a paper hand. And what I want you to do, if you've got a pen and a paper hand, we are going to demonstrate that people are precious to God and precious to us by writing the names of five people or places that you want to help this next few weeks. Okay, I want you to think of five people that you're going to be nice to, kind to, care for. Okay, so it might be your brother and sister. It might even be your pets if you don't clean your pet's cage. Maybe that's something you can do. It might be your neighbor. It might be someone in school that you need to help. It might be your teacher that you want to care about. Okay, so five people on each finger. You're going to write the names of five people or things or places that you're going to show that you care about. I'll give you a few minutes to write. While you do that, I'll see if there's any chocolate around. Or I'll have a crunchy. As you write those names down, I'm going to pray and ask God to help us to help the people on our hands. So, Lord God, people are precious to you. Help us to love and care for the people that we've written on our hand and the people that we meet anyway. So give us strength for that. Amen.